Earlier this year, the committee investigating the September 11 attacks put out a report, and that report was nominated for a National Book Award, one of the awards given out last night in New York City. The 9/11 report did not win. Yesterday on this program, we met two other nominees, Kate Walbert for fiction and Steven Greenblatt for nonfiction. Neither of them won either. NPR's Lynn Neary reports on who did.
As the National Book Awards ceremony got underway last night, first-time novelist and fiction finalist Sarah Swanyan Bynum beamed like a kid at her own birthday party as she circulated through the crowd. Bynum was enjoying her moment in the spotlight after weeks of controversy over this year's nominees. A lot of people in the book world were unhappy when well-known authors such as Philip Roth or Cynthia Ozick didn't make the shortlist in the fiction category. And many were equally surprised when the 9/11 Commission report was nominated for a nonfiction award. The hubbub about this year's finalists had a lot of people asking what the award is all about. Harold Augenbraum, executive director of the National Book Foundation, tried to answer that question in his opening remarks. The award, he said, is about a lot of things.
About giving recognition, about recommending reading, about providing encouragement, about arguing and arguing and arguing about literature.
Each year, the foundation awards a medal for distinguished contribution to American letters. This year, it went to Judy Blum, the first young adult author to receive the honor. Blum has written more than 20 books, and ever since the publication of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, in 1970, she has had a devoted following among young girls. Blum has taken on subjects that some consider taboo in books for young people. As a result, Blum's work is frequently censored, her books banned, or placed on restrictive shelves at libraries. Blum has become known as a strong opponent of censorship, an issue she addressed in her acceptance speech last night.
I've always believed that learning to think for yourself, learning to make intelligent, thoughtful decisions, is one of the most important parts of an education. So it makes me sad and very angry that encouraging young people to think for themselves is seen by some as subversive. I never planned to become an activist, but things happen.
This year's award for young people's literature went to Pete Hotman, author of Godless. The poetry award went to Jean Valentine for Door in the Mountain. And the much-anticipated nonfiction award went not to the collective authors of the 9/11 Commission report, but to one man, Kevin Boyle. His book, Arc of Justice, tells what happened when a black doctor tried to move his family into a white neighborhood in Detroit in the 1920s. At an event the night before the award ceremony, Boyle read from his book.
The front door suddenly opened and another Negro appeared. For a fraction of a second, he stood stock still in the doorway, staring beyond the colors running toward him to the people on the Dove's front lawn. Then he was gone, faded back into the darkness of the house. The stones kept coming, a minute more, maybe two. Then the bungalow's upstairs windows slid open, and the guns blazed, brilliant flashes of light illuminating the blackening sky.
When the moment came for the fiction awards to be given out, Rick Moody, the head of the judging panel, defended his panel's decision to nominate five little-known women from New York for the coveted award. After reading more than 200 books, Moody said the judges had only one criteria in mind when they chose the finalists: excellence.
Not reputation, not popularity, not age, class, gender, region, belief, or color.
In the end, the fiction award went to Lily Tuck for her book The News from Paraguay, the story of a love affair and a war set in the 19th century. Lynn Neary, NPR News, New York.